Our reading this morning from the gospel is, in fact, a familiar one, the story of the prodigal son. And in many ways, it gives us kind of two distinct movements in the life of the son. We begin with the sad case of the son going to the father and saying, "Give me the share of my inheritance." Well, of course, we don't normally get our inheritance while our parents are living. So, in a sense, what the son is saying to the father is, "I wish you were dead. I want your property. I want what's coming to me." He doesn't care about his relationship with his father at all. He just wants what his father has, what he can benefit from the material possessions of his father. Sadly, he doesn't even care about the love his father would have for him or even having any relationship with his father. And from that moment of rejecting the father, we see this downward spiral in which the son gets further and further away from home. In a physical sense, it says he went to a distant country. But in the spiritual sense, too, we know that he's headed in the wrong direction. He's getting further and further and further away from home. He sinks so low that he's even given the task of tending the swine, something which, of course, would be very repulsive, especially for a Jewish person like this. In a sense, he's gone just about as low as he could go. He's as far away from home as he could be. And that's really the first half, this movement down and away from the father and from home. But the second half of the gospel, things turn around, and we're presented with the great story of the return home. He starts to come closer and closer back to home. He heads in the opposite direction and returns to the love of his father and his home. Now, he has, of course, in his mind what it will be like when he goes home. He thinks, and rightly, that the father is going to be angry. Not only did he reject the father and head away, but now he spent all his money. And now here he is back. We can imagine that the father would be upset. And that's certainly what the son envisions. But then we see the beautiful example of this father's love. Far from being upset, he has in fact been waiting, watching eagerly, hoping that his son would return home. Says that he sees him as he's still far off in the distance, and he runs out to meet him. What a beautiful image of the love of this father. The son isn't even able to get through his whole rehearsed speech before the father interrupts him and says, "Bring the finest robe, put it on him," slaughters the fattened calf, has a feast. That's really a beautiful example of what awaits us if we turn back to God. That indeed, the Father is waiting for us to come home as well. And he will not be upset with our sins, that we've been far away, but rather he just waits to welcome us home and to celebrate. Where we were lost, can we be found? Those are kind of the two movements of our gospel. Far away from home, moving away, but then returning, coming back. The thing we don't often think much about, though, in our gospel is the point, that single point at which things turn around. What is it that causes this movement away to return? Well, it says very simply, Luke says, coming to his senses, he thought. Coming to his senses, he thought. Probably the most important moment in the life of this prodigal son. He could have just kept on going, getting further and further away, and not stopped to think. But he does, and it says he comes to his senses and he thought. And he realizes at that moment where he's at. He realizes just how far away he's come. He looks and says, "Where am I headed?" And he sees clearly that he's headed in the wrong direction. What a great moment for him in his life. He's able to see the state that he's in. And not just that, then he decides, I've got to act. I've got to do something. I need to turn things around and go home, to at least head back in the right direction. That coming to his senses and stopping to think, that's the moment at which everything turns around, perhaps the most important moment in his life. During this Lent, that's really the opportunity that each of us has as well. Can we take the time to stop, come to our senses, and think? As we look around at our state, hopefully we're not so far, far away like this prodigal son. We're all here at Mass this morning, so probably we've got our eyes fixed on God. But if we really look, are there ways in which maybe we are not quite headed in the right direction? Maybe there are some things that stand between us and experiencing the fullness of the Father's love. If we stop and think, come to our senses, can we see where we're at, our state, and where we're headed? If we do that, maybe we don't like a few of the things that we see. Can we be like the prodigal son then, to realize where we're at and decide to make some changes? We've still got a couple weeks of Lent left to continue, if we don't like where we're at, to change things, to head in a different direction, to start to prepare ourselves to head towards the love of the Father. Beautiful opportunity during Lent when we have this moment of realization, when we come to our senses. We know we have the beautiful gift of the sacrament of penance to be able to come back to God. When we're ready to turn, He runs to us like the Father in the Gospel. He doesn't criticize us for our sins, but He waits for us in confession with the beautiful robe, a ring, sandals for our feet. He too longs to slaughter the fattened calf that we might feast again in the Eucharist and participate fully in the love of the Father. Our journey towards Lent is often one filled with penance and evaluating, but it's a journey that leads towards Easter, the Father running after us. If we want to share in the full joy of Easter, well, we know what we need to do. We need to leave space that we can realize our situation, to be able to come to our senses, to have time to think. Maybe we need to turn off the TV, make time for silence, turn off the radio, the computer, cell phones. How much time do we really leave for silence? Perhaps we're like the prodigal son, headed in the wrong direction, never taking time to stop and think. So let's, with these last couple weeks of Lent, to make time for God, to be quiet, to look, where are we at? Are we headed in the right direction? If we want to experience the full joy of Easter, then we know what we need to do. We need to stop, come to our senses, and think.